That one show that they then took the clip of you rolling your eyes at me?
Yes.
And made kind of a meme about this?
A little bit.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Let's watch yourself this time, all right?
All right.
Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with Dan Rusinova, who is the king of eventing. Did you hear that? It rhymes. Do you like that? Okay. And we are now here to talk about a brand new capability that we've added atop of event hubs. So tell us a little bit about what we've done. First of all, what we've seen with event hubs up until now, mm-hmm. and then what we've recently announced and added, and then show us a little bit of demo. Let's go. Go for it.
You bet. So Azure Event Hubs is a distributed log service. It's a lot like Apache Kafka, conceptually, partition log. And it's very widely used within Azure by our customers. The service today runs about 2.2 trillion requests a day.
A lot of like IoT services, application streaming, blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely.
Blah.
Anything you can think, telemetry, clickstream, whatever.
Sure. Real-time stuff. It's fully managed. There's no VMs. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sort of like a serverless service in that regard.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Yep. And so we have that capability out there. It's really well integrated in Azure. There are a lot of tools like Stream Analytics and Functions that work with it, yeah, other services.
Of course.
And so what we've done is we've noticed that the Apache Kafka community has grown really big and has a great ecosystem around it of open source projects that all work well with Kafka. And what we did was we added the Kafka protocol on top of the Event Hub service. So now you can use anything from the Apache Kafka ecosystem with an Event Hub, and it thinks it's talking to Kafka.
So basically, in some ways, it's a fully managed serverless Kafka experience.
Yes, for Kafka
topics. On top of it. And there's no one else that has anything like that, right?
Not really.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. So this is great. So you've got now this Kafka support, and when you're using it, is there like, do you have to like change the way you're writing your Kafka solution to make sure? And we're back from technical difficulties here for the rest of the demo. So here we are, and you were going to show us how this is just like using any sort of Kafka solution.
Absolutely. So here in Eclipse, I've got a Kafka producer. You can see from the imports that I don't have anything Azure or Event Hubs or Microsoft.
No, that nasty Azure stuff in here. It's just straight
plain
Kafka.
Plain vanilla Kafka.
Java and Kafka.
And as long as you do Kafka 1.0 or later, we're compatible at a binary level. And here I've changed a couple properties just to say where the cluster is,
right.
Which you need anyway.
Yeah, of course.
And then I've turned on authentication and TLS or SSL for transport.
Yeah.
Because we require
make
security.
It secure, of course.
Yep. And so now this code just makes a loop run and sends some data in.
Got it.
And I press it and it runs and it's actually connecting up to Azure and sending this data into Event Hubs. So quick, easy,
yep.
Works perfectly.
Done, perfect.
And if I go over to my Azure portal.
There you can see these little spikes of this.
Yeah, I can see the traffic through here.
Yep.
And then really cool, from an integration standpoint.
So this is right, this is the Event Hub with Kafka turned on, basically as part of this deployment in Azure.
Yes, and actually going forward, we're going to just turn this on for every event.
So every Event Hub will have a Kafka head.
Yep.
Awesome.
Use either.
Even existing ones that people have already filled with data and some of them just light up.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
And one of the best parts of it is that while Kafka has a very rich ecosystem and all these great open source projects around it,
into it, right?
Azure has a really rich ecosystem as well. And so here I'm looking at an Azure function that's actually connected up to that Event Hub.
Yes.
And so I'm using the bindings from functions, which this is just a binding for Event Hubs.
Yeah.
Go create a new function and choose the binding.
Yeah, of course.
And now when I send this data into here, it'll actually read it out of this using the Event Hubs bindings.
Yes.
So the function is doing Event Hubs, but the producer is doing Kafka.
Yes.
And it bridges the traffic between the two.
Got it. Got it.
So write with one, read with the other, and you can choose which direction you want to do
that. And then the function is reading the traffic and acting on it. So you could also do Stream Analytics, but then also some of the Event Hub technology, right? We did a show on Archive.
Yes.
And so you could even integrate with Archive, right? And be able to take advantage of that. And so some of the DR capabilities, I mean, we've done some cool shows on this, right? So all that just will work.
All that works.
With the Kafka head.
Just works.
That's
including
all
with auto
and managed,
flight. Yep.
Completely managed, completely. That's awesome.
Yep.
So, in some ways, people get the best of both worlds. They get this portable language for their event streaming, right?
Yep.
So they get this Kafka language, so they can, you know, there's no sort of sense of lock-in, right? They can go and move things around. But when they're running on Azure, they have a fully managed and fully integrated experience if they want it.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, that's great work. Anything else that you have on this that you wanted to talk about? I mean, it's pretty magical what you've shown already.
Yeah, I think the only thing I'd say is give
it's
it a try.
Now. So everyone can go try 10 regions?
Yeah, it's in 10 or so regions. It'll be global in September, end of September.
Okay,
every
great.
Region.
Good. And then GA this year sometime? Secret?
GA,
secret. Is that a secret?
You know when it is, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a secret.
You could guess.
I could guess. It may be at an event coming. All right. Awesome. Very, very cool. You guys should try it out. If you have any questions for us, tweet us, right? Hashtag AzureTWC. And that stands for Tuesdays with Corey. And you're on Twitter because I think you answered some questions last time around, right? Yeah. Do you want to share your...
It's Dan Rosanova.
That's an easy one to remember. Exciting. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a wonderful Tuesday and go Kafka some things. It's, you know... Look out for your career. That's the most serious I could be for like 3 minutes. And now I'm just like the whole thing is, look at my shirt. Oh, my shirt's cool. Ready? Look at this.
Did you see my shirt?
I didn't.
Only periodically. Clever, right?